And Lebre, what's on your mind, sir? Thank you for waiting and holding.
Oh, hi. Hey, for a 12-year-old girl, the AD bomb,
Yes, sir.
as you guys call it, she's 100 pounds. Would you just cut it in half?
At 100 pounds, no, I'd cut about a third off of it, sir.
One third. And
Yes, sir.
then how, she could take that. It's usually the full dose, then the half of that, half of the, take a third off and take a half of that
Yeah.
the second day. And if it's
Yes,
still
sir.
there the third day, we can start another full dose again.
Yes, sir. And then after those 3 days, she doesn't take any for a week or so because the body stores all that, and then it will work it off over about the t course of a week. So if you were giving her a little bit of vitamin A and D every day, you could go back to it, but that would be after about a week's delay.
Okay.
And
I
one other
have
thing,
a.
sir. Oh, sir,
Yes, huh?
if I
No,
could,
yes, sure.
she's 12. Would you please examine her fingernails? At that age, we're much more likely to have those little white spots on our fingernails, and what that means is zinc insufficiency for that person. Now, I see more white spots on fingernails in middle school than any place else because that's when our body mass is increasing the most, and zinc is required to increase body mass. What this has to do with your call, sir, is that zinc is the quote master regulator quote close quote of the thymus gland, and the thymus gland in turn is the master regulator of the immune system. So we can have better functioning immune systems and not catch colds as much if we're adequate on zinc. And again, for children in middle school and early teens, just look at those fingernails, see if the white spots are there. Now, that's not original with me. I got that from Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, a brilliant researcher back on the East Coast, who pointed that out to all of us, and I found that he's completely correct that if individuals have white spots in their nails, take zinc in the form of picolinate, picolinate, which is the way nature absorbs it by trapping a zinc with a picolinate molecule made by the pancreas. If we take that, well, over time the white spots disappear, and then we can taper down on taking the zinc. And anybody who's 100 pounds can safely use the zinc picolinate, as it's called. It's a 30 milligram capsule. It's in all the natural food stores, and a person can safely use that once a day if they weigh 100 pounds. However, if they're stubborn white spots and they don't want to go away rapidly, then there's another company that makes zinc picolinate with a little copper in it. Because if we take zinc for a long period of time without copper, we push out too much copper. And vice versa, if we take copper for a long period of time, pushes out zinc. But that has to do with your daughter's immune system there, sir. Just check her fingernails.
Okay, well, I take the 30 milligrams of 2 milligrams of copper for my prostate, so
Absolutely.
I have it on on file. Hey, I have I can't remember the name of it, but I have a friend of ours. And she's in her 30s and she has a daughter that's about 5, and she has this disease where she's losing her hair. And I want to say it starts with an A, but I can't remember.
Well, the technical term for it, we have to make up Latin and Greek terms if we're lawyers and doctors. That way we can charge more. You know that. So the technical term is not I'm losing my hair. The technical term is alopecia. I didn't make that
That's
up, but
it.
it does start with A, like you said. Now, there's one doc at our clinic who does awfully well with alopecia. Her name's Dr. Christina Persa. She had a little girl come in who was about 9, I think. I may be wrong. Could have been 10 or 8. Who was totally bald from alopecia. Had no hair anywhere on her body, the poor little young thing. Dr. Persa was showing us all pictures of a year later when she had all her hair back. That is the young lady, not
Wow.
Dr. Persa.
Well, you
So,
know, I'll have to recommend a Dr. Pershaw.
it's spelled Persa.
Okay. I will she's probably on your website, right? When I can just look
Yes,
there and
sir, you
find her.
certainly can.
Okay. One last quick question. You know, I've been taking CAN-T for a long time. Every now and then it just really burns my eyes. Would that be because sometimes I struggle with dry eye?
Well, do you struggle with dry eye sometimes, sir? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I do. Yeah, I've been told by my eye doctor that I've been putting that testosterone on my eyes and drinking a lot of water. But every now and then, I still when I do the CAN-T, it still burns. There's times I'll go for a week and it doesn't bother me at all, and then there's times, you know, it'll just burn like crazy.
It could be, sir. I can't tell you for certain, but when we have dry eye, the glands in the eyelids that make oil, which is what keeps the tears from evaporating from our eyes rapidly, oil glands, they're called meibomian glands, and I didn't make that one up either. Those meibomian glands are not making oil, and those meibomian glands are testosterone dependent, which is why in the large majority, but not 100%, I wish, in the large majority of people with dry eyes, the testosterone rubbed into the eyelid will restore that oil and we don't get dry eye anymore. And usually that's much more pertinent to women because women after menopause have their testosterone levels drop off a heck of a lot quicker than men's do. But back to you. Yes, sir. That could be the reason, but I can't prove it.
Okay. Well, would there be anything else that you could think of why it burns sometimes?
Not really, because if there's an infection there making it burn, one can usually tell because it persists and persists. And the only other thing I can think of is allergy. Now, it's possible to be allergic to anything in the world. So if you have a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, that doctor might check you to see if you happen to be hypersensitive to the Can-See drops. I mean, that's a remote possibility, too.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for all your information.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling and hanging in there and